We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good morning. Welcome to More Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim coming up in just moments. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about Cardinal Corner. Pam and Lee, I'll tell you where they're located. They want me to remind you again to make sure you do a couple of things to keep our feathered friends happy, especially with the some summer heat that we have had here and there. Keep clean, fresh water out for them, not just to drink, but to bathe as well. And also, the Lee and Pam say, clean those bird feeders and bird houses and do it regularly, please. And those birds love the seed at Cardinal Corner because it is the freshest. You can find all sorts of special mixes, anywhere from 1 pound to 50-pound bags. The birds love that seed. And by the way, speaking of good things, they've got a monthly newsletter. It's free just to subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, wow, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. They've got all kinds of gift ideas there. They're open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. By the way, they always love to chat with you. Here's their phone number, 651-455-6556, or as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. Check it out. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim.
Oh, good morning, Danny.
Go ahead.
It is beautiful.
64 officially here in the Twin Cities.
Okay, I'm writing that down, 64 in Twin Cities. All right, well, we've got 57, sunny, just a few clouds over Lake Superior. We're at our cabin this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on the ridge above Lake Superior here on Ski Hill Road at Lutzen. But the lake is so beautiful, as you know, with all these tones of blue. We arrived here soon after midnight this morning. Nearly full moon was bright during the night, and or when we arrived. In fact, we saw it all the way up here. But when we turned off the lights of the car and looked to the north, saw the dancing aurora, the northern lights.
Oh, you got a chance to see that. Good.
Yeah, just last night. And as listeners know, Lake Superior is the largest, coolest, deepest, roughest, and cleanest of the Great Lakes. And it's high on the list of the Earth's great natural wonders. Those people that maybe haven't had the chance to come up and see it, do so if you ever can. It's going along the North Shore of Lake Superior, to me, is really special.
It really is.
Well, back to the Twin Cities here as far as sunrise. Sunrise here is like 10 minutes earlier. But anyway, the sun rose at 6:05 and sets at 8:32. Now that gives us 14 hours, 27 minutes of daylight. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 17 minutes since last Sunday, and 1 hour and 9 minutes is a total daylight lost since June 20th. The summer solstice. We still have 5 hours and 40 minutes to lose by December 21st, the winter solstice. The normal high for today in the Twin Cities and area is 82, normal low 63. Records for today, August 6th. The high, 99, set in 2001, and low of only 48 set in 1977, 40 years ago today. The most rain recorded on this date, 1.67 inches. That's in the Twin Cities, normally at the airport, and that was in 1995. We will have a full moon tomorrow evening, but for today, the nearly full moon set at 4:57 a.m. I know Denny was moving around at that time.
Oh, yes, quite quickly, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and this nearly full moon rises tonight at 7:56.
We should be able to see that, too, given the next day or so of clearing skies.
Oh, yes, and then full moon on Monday evening.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks from tomorrow, August 21st, is a solar eclipse. And I'm going to keep reminding people of that because it's quite an opportunity to see something like this. Now, it's being called the Great American Eclipse. And this name is well-deserved since it will likely be the most viewed eclipse ever in the U.S. And not since February 27th, 1979, have viewers in the U.S. been able to see an eclipse as dramatic as this one. For people living along a 70-mile-wide path stretching from Salem, Oregon, through St. Louis, Missouri, and to Columbia, South Carolina, the moon will be completely covering the sun, a total eclipse. Now, here in the upper Midwest, will be a little over 80%. And at mid-eclipse, and that would be about 1 p.m. on the 21st, we will notice that there's a real dimming of the sunlight. You will notice that for sure. And precaution is necessary, too. We look at the sun with a screen. I'm using a small telescope, and then I'm just using a screen on my clipboard so that I can view the sun not directly but indirectly.
And tell us again, Jim, what is it, the 21st you said?
The 21st. It's
okay.
Monday. 21st.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So get your telescopes ready, but use screens on them.
Yes, please.
Now, the beautiful orb spider webs can now be seen in the tall grasses on dewy mornings. Raccoons, eastern chipmunks, gray squirrels are some of the ones taking green acorns from the bur oak trees. Ragweeds, both common and great, with their green flowers, are just starting to shed pollen into the air, and of course that's carried by the wind. Now these plants, these two ragweeds, probably account for more hay fever symptoms than all other plants put together, that is in the upper Midwest area. We shouldn't be, think of them as bad, though, because these ragweeds are called pioneer plants, and they quickly fill in areas where there's bare soil, like along roadsides or empty lots or where there's been flooding or something like that. And they help cut down on erosion, and that is their real job. The surface water temperature of most Minnesota lakes, and for that matter Wisconsin lakes, are in the 70s and low 80s. I did measure an 83-degree water temperature for Lake Waconia last Monday. Annual garden flowers such as marigolds, zinnias, snapdragons, begonias, pentas, impatiens, petunias, they're all colorful right now. Perennial blooming plants in perennial gardens, rudbeckia, phlox, hibiscus. Saw some beautiful hibiscus yesterday. Russian sage, purple cone flowers, those are some of them. And the autumn joy sedum just started blooming on Friday. Annual cicadas and scissor grinder cicadas call during the day, and snowy trichogets fill the night air with their enchanting, I call them musical calls. They sound like sleigh bells. Can you get that tape again out, or should we do it again next week? Can we do it?
For a cricket? You're talking about the crickets?
So many questions. Yes.
Oh, I bet I could find it here. Well,
okay. Well, I'll keep reading things here.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Now, that's a cricket on a cold night or a cool night.
Rather slow.
And they get really fast. They go dee, 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 dee. You count the number of chirps in 15 seconds and add 40 to that, and it will give you the temperature. So the snowy tree crickets are known as the temperature crickets. prairies right now are colorful with such blooming plants as Indian grass, big blue stem grass, oxeye, black-eyed Susans, Culver's root, cup plant, prairie dock, Monarda, list goes on and on. Locally grown sweet corn is available, and the sweet corn harvest continues for the state of Minnesota, which, by the way, is number one in sweet corn production. Apple growers are picking ripe early season apples such as Mantet, that's a Canadian variety, Lodi, Quinte. And I should mention that there's more than 100 different varieties of apples that are grown in Minnesota, and each one has its own special texture and flavor. Corn and soybean plants look really good in southern Minnesota right now. The first Canada geese have been flying now for about 2 weeks, and these are family groups. So the adults shed their feathers, their flight feathers, molted them in mid-June, and it took until the end of July till they grew back. And the young were learning to fly at the same time, so both young and their parents are flying. Mike and Colleen Klingelhutz, who farm just south of Waconia, have a vegetable stand in Colony Plaza along Highway 5 in Waconia, but they specialize in sweet corn. And I tried two of their varieties, in fact, Sandy and I did, just this weekend, Nirvana and Anthem, and they both taste great. Mm. Wonderful corn. Mm.
Oh, that sounds good. Right now, I'm back. Say, yeah, you know what we could do? You could have that sweet corn while you're sitting in your by-the-yard furniture.
Yeah.
In fact, we got I wanted to mention not only an email, but a picture from listeners from Madison, Wisconsin, who are thank us for making them aware of By the Yard, that company, because the picture they sent along, they were able to purchase an arbor for their deck, and they sent along a picture. It's gorgeous.
Those arbors are nice.
They really are. And yeah. this is the furniture company that's family-run down here in Jordan, Minnesota, right off 169, that make, out of recycled plastic milk jugs, this great patio furniture. And, Jim, how about that? 35-year warranty on that. That's how they stand behind that.
And, you know, really, ours has been out, some of our pieces have been out, like, close to 10 years.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no fading. And, you know, Sandy was just saying the other day, we've never had a piece blow away in the wind.
No, that's true. It's very substantial furniture. You talk about maintenance free. I'm going to give you a phone number. A lot of folks call after Jim's show, or I'll give you a website as well. You can get that free color catalog. They are experts in this industry. You're going to love this furniture. And the beautiful showroom, I urge you, and Jim and I mention that from time to time. Check it out, right down 169. Here is the phone number. You can call it, 952-492-2777. 952-492-2777. Toll free is 877-220-0448. Or as I said, get on the web at buytheyard.net.
Oh, yes.
All right, Jim, we've got about three to 4 minutes or so to
go here. Lynn and Denny Havlicek at Havlicek Orchard near New Prague have been picking early season apples such as Lodi, Mantet, for the last 10 days or so, and they're now picking Quinte, Bella Vista, and Wellington. Denny takes these apples and sells them at various farmers markets in Minneapolis. Yesterday morning, I led a hike in Linnaeus Arboretum, that's on the Gustavus Adolphus College campus at St. Peter. We went out to the restored prairie. We're looking at the forbs. Those are the wildflowers, such as the black-eyed Susans, the lead plant, compass plant, butterfly weed, ironweed, and the list goes on and on. Just beautiful. Dorothy Buckingham from Gull Lake at Nisswa reports that on August 1st, they had 4 pileated woodpeckers on the deck of their cabin. Now, before that time, they had only seen 1, 4, and then last year they saw 2. And I think what's happening is these are their young juveniles that are the same size as the adults. So the 2 extras they're seeing are young of this year. William Marengo just yesterday counted over 1,100 migrating shorebirds in the New Germany area. And he said the vast majority were pectoral, and Lee sandpipers, along with lesser yellowlegs, and also six other species. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports that after a few weeks' absence, a male Baltimore oriole returned to their feeding station to feed on mealworms. And ruby-throated hummingbirds are now seen in their yard nectaring on jewelweed, the phlox, and the hosta flowers. Keith Radel from Faribault reports that blazing star has begun blooming and attracting monarch butterflies. And all of a sudden, this past few days, there's been a big increase in the number of hummingbirds in his yard. So now he has seven feeders out. And on his bluebird trail, the last clutch of eggs from the second nesting of eastern bluebirds hatched just yesterday. David and Mary Brislands, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior here about 3 miles from us, saw hundreds of pine siskins on Tuesday, August 1st. They flew right into their yard and area and began feeding on the paperbird seeds. They said that scarlet elderberry the fruit is ripe and bright red, and the white-throated sparrows love it, and they're also eating the green fruit of the native mountain ash trees. And Rob Herring from Optimum Chires out of Canal Park, Duluth, reports that yesterday morning, 7:15, surface temperature at Lake Superior was 63. That's 4 miles out of Canal Park. A week ago, it was 67. And down 80 feet yesterday, it was 50 degrees. They continue to find or to catch, well, look at, too, and lake trout. Kevin Schramm, who farms near Plato, notes that this past week, they harvested spring wheat and oats in that area. And Diana and Dave Herring from Waterville report the same thing. The oats and wheat were harvested.
All right.
Jim Hupka, oops, do we have time for one little?
One more.
Okay, Jim Hupka from Little Lake, Little Rock Lake near Rice, reports that yesterday the Purple Martins left. They're on their way. They're already grouping and getting ready to take off for Brazil. He says he's going to miss their cheerful sounds in the morning, those wonderful songs of the Purple Martins.
Yes, indeed. Well, Jim, I hope you come have a great week up in my favorite country there, and you'll come back, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, thank Bye-bye. You. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning for more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.